Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board Beer Quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, welcome.
How are you?
I'm good, my friend.
You're looking well. You're all excited.
I am. I'm all excited.
It's a big month.
It's always. It is. It's a big month. What have you got for me today?
I have got two lovely fish recipes.
Ah, lovely.
And both using some cod. Now, cod, hake, haddock, they're all a lovely white fish, and they're a round fish, which is gorgeous. So they are. So get them pinned.
You mean to hang around for the fish?
No, that's
great.
That so you get a flat fish like a turbot, plaice, brill. Yeah. So they have four fillets, whereas cod and a round fish, salmon, hake, haddock, they have two fillets. There. So your fishmonger will pin bone it, and that removes the bones. And sometimes, so either of these recipes are lovely with the skin on. It doesn't matter, skin on, skin off.
Yeah.
But when you've the skin on, then you know you're getting either hake or haddock, or you're getting cod.
Sure,
that's just my little tip for you.
Yeah.
So they're both done in the oven, which is interesting. One, we're going to talk about a lovely sauce, and then we're going to do a gratin with some prawns. Now, this is probably one of the easiest recipes we do in the cookery school. What I've jazzed it up with, Marty, is a little bit of smoked salmon orzo, which isn't essential. But the gratin of fish is gorgeous. So you get your piece of cod, pin-boned, scaled. You get your lovely Dublin Bay prawns, say about four or five of them, on top of the raw fish, peeled out of the shell, obviously. Or you can use some tiger tail prawns if you want to, or the Atlantic prawns. Mm. And then what you're going to do is get a little bit of mozzarella cheese, slice it, put that over your prawns on top of your fish. Then we're going to get a little bit of basil, chopped basil, or you can use pesto. I use pesto. And then a little bit of chili jam. So you can use the sriracha sauce, sweet chili sauce. You can make up your own. No sun-dried tomatoes this week.
Oh.
Are you happy?
I'm
only joking. You could actually use sun-dried tomato pesto.
I don't.
But the basil is beautiful.
Basil.
Drizzle that over. Then that goes into the oven at 200 degrees.
And it's a great flavour itself.
Oh,
so you don't,
I love it.
You know.
And that's going to go into the oven for about 18 to 20 minutes. It's never taken longer than 20 minutes to cook.
Okay.
On parchment paper. That's a recipe on its own before I go into the orzo with little bit buttered baby potatoes, some peas, some greens, something nice and light and summery. It's fantastic. Spinach is gorgeous. I don't know if you're a fan of spinach.
I am, of course.
You think you have a lot of spinach when you're cooking it. What I do, a little bit of butter.
It does.
It does.
It does, yeah.
So when you're cooking spinach, a little bit, I saw this tip in a restaurant I worked at in Luxembourg. Some butter in the pan, spinach, a pinch.
Is that
pinch.
When you were visiting your money?
No, I worked there. We're in cab, we were under the bed.
Oh,
you know
right,
that.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. Go on.
You're some crack.
Oh, yes, really.
So spinach into the pan with some butter, a pinch, not a teaspoonful, a pinch of caster sugar, salt, and you wilt down the spinach, and then you put that onto kitchen paper, that underneath your gratin the cod, butter, potatoes, away you go.
That sounds interesting.
Away
but
you
it
go.
Still disappears.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it does, for sure. Because it's 80% water, whatever percent
right,
it is.
Right, okay.
Now, in that recipe, I have another quick one which I'm going to go through. It's a smoked salmon orzo. What is an orzo?
What is
you
an
may
orzo?
Ask. It's a pasta in the shape of rice. It's beautiful. You boil it in boiling water. You can put in saffron and turmeric, or you can leave it plain. It's lovely in a salad. It's lovely warm at this. So what we do in the cookery school is this recipe. We boil it. We put in some saffron and turmeric. Turmeric is much cheaper than saffron. That's going to give a lovely colour. So it'll cook about 8 or 10 minutes. Then we drain it off. We put in some cream. We put in some grated lemon zest, basil, some chopped smoked salmon or crab, but smoked salmon we usually use. And then finish it with some chopped chives, and that's it. This actually is a meal within itself. So
sounds
see with the gratin and the cod. It's a little.
That sounds lovely.
It's a little Bobby Dazzler. Did you ever hear that?
I did hear a Bobby Dazzler. not regarded as fish.
No, I know that's true.
I've heard of it. That sounds lovely. Gratin of cod with prawns, smoked salmon, and saffron, orzo.
Even as a pasta recipe, that on its own is gorgeous. Mm. Forget about the cod, just that orzo, just for your listeners, with or without saffron, but with the smoked salmon, cream. It's super.
Sounds
you could use creme fraiche if you wanted to, because we put lemon zest into it and it's beautiful.
Right, that sounds absolutely lovely. Have you something else you want to do?
Yeah, another cod recipe.
Oh, okay.
This is baked in the oven, so we're using wholemeal bread. Remember a few weeks ago we were doing the wholemeal bread. So if you make your own or buy a nice wholemeal bread, blitz it up, put in some walnuts into that, so it gives a lovely
texture.
What is
this called now? What is it?
Sorry, this is a herb and nut crusted cod fillets.
All right.
Sorry, Marty.
No, you're fine.
With a lovely lemon sauce. The other one was a gratin of cod with prawns. Okay, so very different, but this is a lovely crusted piece of cod. Remember, you can use hake and haddock. They're beautiful, sustainable fish too. So your wholemeal bread, in goes your lovely shelled walnuts, which are chopped up. Some chopped parsley, some chives if you want to. Parsley is the one I would use. A little bit of melted butter, and into the butter, we put in a little bit of grated nutmeg and some orange zest. You're probably thinking orange and fish, that's a bit different, but it works. Honestly, it works really well. Mix that all together.
I say, you take it, it's only a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it's only a tiny bit. The rind of maybe one orange.
Oh, so,
yeah,
all right, okay.
The rind.
Okay.
So that goes in with the butter, you mix that all together, then on the top of your fillet of fish. So say you're having it, say my hand is the fish, Marty, that's a good, generous size of fish. You know, you want a good, decent portion. Brush that with a little bit of egg wash or egg yolk, and then put those breadcrumbs on top into the oven. This is going to take 20 minutes, no more, at 200, which is quite a hot oven. For both these recipes, they're fan ovens, I should have said that.
Yeah.
If it's brown a little bit because of the breadcrumbs, and you could catch it and burn it, so be careful. Turn it down to 180 if you find that it's cooking too fast. Hake, I've done this with hake. I do this quite a bit at home now. The twins love this, so they do. And I make a quick sauce. And how I make the sauce, Marty, is by, first of all, some cream, mustard, a little bit of butter, the zest and juice of some lemon, and then Dijon mustard. And then we bring that to the boil, salt and pepper, and thicken it with a tiny wee bit of corn flour.
Mm.
So the cream that I would use is double cream. You may not use corn flour because it's a kind of heavy, rich cream. And that's
that would
gorgeous,
be quite heavy.
It's a really quick sauce, though, with salmon, with fish, with prawns. If you're looking for a quick sauce, this one takes all the boxes.
Yeah, okay.
I probably make this every 2-3 weeks at home.
Oh, dear.
And it keeps for about a week in your fridge, which is great.
And it's a great, again, I know you're minding yourself at the moment and have been for months, but it's that, but fish. A great use of fish.
And you know what? We're getting better in at eating fish, which is, and I see it in the restaurant.
Yeah, we see it in the restaurant, in the supermarkets, whatever. You see people, far more people buying fish than
Easter. Because, funny enough, when I went to Spain, and Galicia stands out for me up the north, they go buy fish every day.
Really?
The way they eat fish is really interesting.
Yeah.
Sardines, all the different unusual fish. It's very interesting.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, that we need to be aware of, too, we're talking about the farmers. Do you remember? But the fact that we're fishing every day in Ireland. We're an island nation. Like,
Marty,
the stuff is there.
If you were to ask me, like, when I do the fishing shows, like, I go onto the boats and I have such respect for hard working fishermen in all weather conditions. And I always ask them, you know, to eat fish, you know, what's your favourite fish? 99% of them, haddock is their favourite.
Haddock?
Haddock, I swear.
Why?
I don't know. They just love it. It's sustainable, it's flavoursome, and they really, really like it.
But
I found that interesting. No, that's what they really like.
That's an odd thing, too, isn't it?
Now,
anyway, there it is. So there's
fish.
A nut crusted cod fillets with lemon chive sauce, and the gratin of cod with prawns, smoked salmon, and saffron orzo. I have to ask you a question about cod. Months ago, I had fish fingers.
Beautiful.
If you were having a plate of fish fingers, cod fish fingers,
yes,
not the other
homemade now
thing. If you were having a plate of fish fingers, can you just stay with the story? How many would you have in one sitting? Now, when I say a few chips, I mean probably 14 chips, don't you mean? Slight things.
Yeah.
How many fish fingers would you have in one sitting?
So,
no, this is in the old days when you used to eat food.
Yeah. Stop, Marty.
What would you have?
Stop.
How many would you have?
I'd say you'd have to have a minimum of 6.
See, this is, I had 8.
Oh, you okay? Depends on the size.
I had 8, right? A bit of coleslaw.
Lovely.
Now, I exploded. Yeah, right? And I think it was the milk. Do you know what we talk about milk all the time?
Yeah.
I had 2 pints of milk.
Oh, you're brilliant.
And I was gone. But I kept on. And then people kept telling me, you didn't have 8 fish fingers. They thought that was mad. But you'd have 6.
Well, I'd
say. There you go.
But I'd make me own.
I like yourself. You see, the bitter word at the end of it always. Always the same.
Sorry, Mark.
Oh, no.
Coleslaw.
I had to buy it out of a packet. There was nothing wrong with them. They were beautiful.
They're good.
They're beautiful. And then I bought the cod ones. I thought I was doing well. Herb and nut-crusted cod fillets, lemon chive sauce, and gratin of cod with prawns, smoked salmon, and saffron orzo. I'll give you orzo.
Next time I see a fish finger, I'll be thinking of you.
There's nothing wrong with fish fingers.
No,
they're smaller.
They're gorgeous.
Smaller than used to be.
Like the biscuits.
Like the biscuits.
Here
they're
we go.
Smaller. And it's not our eyesight. They're definitely smaller. There are other fish fingers.
Oh, you're so
Do you
funny.
Make big fat lads?
No, I don't make them. No, I don't know.
No,
a nice kind of a generous kind of thick.
That's
about,
it.
About,
that's
about
the, an that's inch the sort inch of size
half.
I went.
Okay,
fish finger. That explains everything. What do we play? Something fishy.
Fish.
We better play
a fish called Wanda.
No, we don't have that.
No.
We have, what do we have? We've Gone Fishing. That's a good one. From Louis Armstrong.
Yeah.
Gone Fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Bing Crosby.
That's lovely.
Fishing.
Perfect.
That'll do it. Keep the faith.
Enjoy your fish fingers.
I will, yeah. Fish fingers. Oh, I'm a class act, you mean?
You are.
I'm a class act. RTE Lyric FM, and it's Nevin's Recipes, Marty in the Morning. And there they all sit, unless they're fishing, which case they're dead. Keep the faith. Faith. Talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Evan Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hole out in the sun where you left a row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing. By a shady, weighty pool.
Shangri-La. Really la.
I'm wishing I could be that kind of fool.
Shall I twist your arm?
I'd say no more work for mine.
Welcome to the club.
On my door I'd hang a sign. Gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing.
Papa Bing, I've stopped by your place a time or two lately, and you aren't home either.
Well, I'm a busy man, Louie. I got a lot of big deals cooking. I was probably tied up at the studio.
You aren't tied up, you dog. You just playing old gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. They each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Give them 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing me.
Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
That's old Cindy Lou going with me.
Gone fishing. A biting at his hide.
Get away from me, boy, you bother me. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing instead of just a wishing.
Bing Crosby.
Oh, yeah.
Louis Armstrong.